here, candidate for Associate Circuit and Probate Judge in Johnson County. This is paid for by the candidate, I think.
Tykeman for Judge. Stormy Taylor, my treasurer. That's
Thank you for helping me out with that.
Yeah, no problem. How are you?
I'm fine. Brent, how are you doing?
I'm doing
Campaign,
well.
Campaign has been a lot of fun for you, hasn't it?
It has been very exhausting, but it has been, yeah, but it's been a lot of fun. We've enjoyed every minute of it. We really have.
Nice job yesterday, by the way.
Thank
Brent
you.
Brent came to our noon Rotary Club meeting and explained the CLIMB program.
Yeah, I kind of got thrown into that at the last minute. Stormy Taylor is, she runs the CLIMB program, or has for several years, and she had a conflict yesterday and asked if I could go stand in, which I went through the CLIMB program last year. And it's such a wonderful program here in Johnson County to teach people not only about the history of our county and what goes on in, around here, but helps, you know, create community leadership skills for individuals that work at private businesses, that work in not-for-profit organizations. And there are, I think, about 1,000 CLIMB alumni in that have gone through the program now, because it started back in 1985. And so we're out recruiting people for the 2018 class. And so I was at the Noon Rotary yesterday to present a little bit about the program. And since you brought it up, I'm glad you brought it up. if anybody's interested in learning more about the CLIMB program, they can go online. Stormy Taylor is the best person to get a hold of with that. You can contact her at 660-441-2458, or you can certainly call me as well. My number is 816-682-3929, and we'll be happy to get you some information and an application, because the applications are due August 1st, and usually they have about 15 to 20 people that go through the program every year, and it is so worthwhile, so worthwhile.
I'm a CLIMB too.
Yes, you are.
From 1988.
Well, you were one of the first. You were one. That was.
I always thought I was in like the second class, but I guess I was in the third class. 85, 86, 87. Oh, I was in the fourth class.
Yeah, maybe. 85 was the first year. And see, that was back in the day when you all had to get in your own cars and drive around from place to place. Now we have a nice.
We didn't have a bus.
Oh yeah, Northside Christian Church is so generous with their time, and and they donate the use of their bus for 11 weeks, and it just shuttles us a nice air conditioned bus, which is good because the program starts in August, and just shuttles us around to all the different locations, and it's a great program. If anybody's interested, you should definitely do it. Definitely.
You talk to me too if anybody wants to talk about it, because I'm a proponent of it. I was one of those people who thought it wasn't worth my time.
Oh, it's definitely
and
worth
I
your
did
time.
It, and I'm thinking, gee whiz, I'm sure glad I did that, and I'd have been really sad if I'd have missed it later and found out what it was.
It's a great program.
Made a lot of friends there too.
Yes.
Lifelong friends today.
Yep. Lifelong connections.
Yes, indeed. Where are we going to start here with your campaign? What are you doing right now?
Oh, well,
knocking on doors.
We are. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of door knocking. Which, you know, my wife Molly the other day said, you know, I kind of wish this was a November election, because I think knocking on doors in October would be a lot easier than knocking on doors in July, especially with the way the heat's been this summer. We've been a lot of places. It's been mainly my wife and my three kids and myself. We've had some family members who are helping us just go door to door and drop off information with people about our race. We went on this past Saturday, we hit over 2,000 doors.
I think one of them was mine.
Just in Warren's. Well, I'm sorry about that.
No, we
didn't bother you, did we?
No, the note. There was a note on there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That was a good. That's a great.
Well, we're trying to.
That was a nice. Tell people what that note was. I can't remember exactly what it said.
Yeah, we're trying to. We have, you know, information about me and my background on our little, what's called a push card. It's just a little pamphlet that we take door to door. And we've really tried to, you know, I don't like when people just kind of knock on my door in the middle of the day if I don't know they're coming.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a generational thing, but I think, you know, especially people who work all the time and they have kids, you know, the last thing you want is somebody banging on your door on a Saturday afternoon when you're trying to take a nap or get stuff done.
Watching a baseball game or a race or whatever it might be. Yeah.
So we've got these little notes and we just stick them on there about how much I respect your privacy and I would appreciate your consideration in the election on August 7th. And we're just taking those and dropping them door to door. We want people to have the information in their hands so that they can make an informed decision about who they're voting for, but we don't want to be intrusive, and I really try to respect people's privacy because I know
it's pretty cool.
Well, thank you.
Okay, today is an important day in the election coming up.
It really is. Yeah, it's the very last day that you can get registered to vote if you want to be able to cast your ballot on August 7th. So I'm running in the Republican primary, and the election is on Tuesday, August 7th, which is 27 days from today. And we are. And so today is the very last day to officially get registered. So if you're a new voter, you've never been registered before, you just need to go to the courthouse, to the county clerk's office, see Diane Thompson. She's the county clerk. They've got all the information they need. You just need to show up and have your photo ID with you. But if you're not registered by 5 o'clock today when her office closed, then you will not be eligible to vote in the election. And it's not just new voters. I was actually, when I was going door to door last week, I actually ran into a guy as he was walking into his house, and he said, "Well, come on in. You know, my wife would like to meet you." And they're a military family from Louisiana, and they had 4 kids, so they had some questions and wanted to know why I was running. And he made the comment, "Well, I can't vote here." And I said, "Well, why not?" And he said, "Well, I have a Louisiana driver's license." And I said, "Well, do you live here?" He said, "Yeah, we've lived here for 6 months. My wife went down to renew her license, and they registered her because of the Missouri voter law." And he said, "Well, I've still got my Louisiana license, so I can't vote here." And I said, "Well, you most certainly can. You just have to go register because you're a resident here, and it doesn't matter where your driver's license is from. You can go get a new driver's license if you want, but if you just go to the courthouse and fill out the paperwork and register here, I mean, take your utility bill if you want to show them that you live here.
But you do have a residence
here. Yeah, you're a resident here." I said, "You're going to lose your right to vote in Louisiana." And he said, "Well, I don't care. I'm never going back to Louisiana." So it's just an important day. Yeah, definitely. If you're not registered by 5 o'clock today, then you can't vote for me or anybody else or any of the other important ballot issues that are on there. And see, I think a lot of people, I know there's some confusion about everybody's signs are starting to go up, and I've gotten a lot of questions about, well, you know, I see all these different signs, and, you know, who are you actually running against? And so, you know, we've tried to inform people and make them aware. I've got my little sample ballot here in front of me that Diane Thompson sent me. But there are 2 judge races in Johnson County going on right now, and they are both. See, we have 2 associate circuit judges.
Yes.
And there are 2 separate races. And both of those races are taking place on August 7th in the Republican primary because there are no Democrats who have filed for the offices. So there are 2 women running in one race, which is Sue Dotson and Lori Wilby Coby. And so they are one race on the ballot. And then my race is the other race on the ballot. And so people will have an opportunity, if they pull the Republican ballot, to vote for 2 different judges, and those will be, whatever the result is on August 7th, that those will be your 2 judges for the next 4 years, because there is no election or no contested election in November. So this is the race, and so we're just trying to make sure that people are aware that if they want to have a voice on who their 2 judges are going to be for the next 4 years, their only opportunity to do that is in the August 7th Republican primary. So, very important date. Very important date.
And I think Diane told me that her office normally closes at 4:30, but she'll be open till 5.
Yes.
Because that's
correct.
She has to be open till 5 on the last day.
That's correct. And also, the absentee ballots, that's already began. And so I know several people have already been down to the courthouse to vote, because they are not going to be here, or they're not going to be available to get to the polls on August 7th. A lot of people have family vacations this time of year.
Yep.
People are out of town. And so I've spoken to several people who have already been to the courthouse, and I just want to make sure people understand that, you know, you can vote right now if you need to. You just go down to the courthouse, and they'll get you a ballot, and you can vote absentee all the way up until Election Day.
Voter registration office, too, is up on the first floor now instead of in the...
Yes.
The lower level.
Correct. They yep. did some remodel, and once they moved yep. the assessor and the collector out, kicked them out to the annex, they made some room for the new voter registration office.
Will you be making any appearances out at the fair? It's going on now.
Yeah.
Started yesterday.
Yes,
a little hot out there. But
yeah. I'm glad to see that the big horse thing is on, I think, Saturday morning, and I was glad to see they're doing that at like 8 o'clock in the morning, because I don't think those horses would like to be out there at 3 p.m. But
no.
But yeah, we're definitely going to be out at the Johnson County Fair out at the fairgrounds several times over the next. This is going on for the rest of the week.
Yeah,
we will be out there Thursday night. I'm one of the shoot sponsors for the bull riding contest, so we'll definitely be out there. I have a little private event that I have to go to first, but then I'll be out there probably around 8 o'clock or so. So I encourage everybody to get out and check that out. And then the big thing that is just so neat that I really love is the 4-H, the children's livestock auction. You know, they spend so much time getting these animals and everything prepared and taken care of over the entire year. And so it's just great for the community to come out and support all those kids on Friday night. So if you're not doing anything Friday night, come on out. You can fill your freezer with all kind. They have live animals, and they have animals that are expired, and they will go right into your freezer if you want them, and you can bid on them. So we'll definitely be out there for that. It's gonna be a great time.
Yeah, you'll be bidding on some of that, I would imagine.
Well, I told somebody last night, my freezer is running low because deer season was not that good to us this last year. So we're going to be, we've got some space for sure.
And other activities you'll be participating in here?
We have several things planned. We have a really neat thing on Thursday night. I have some teachers, educators throughout the county who are supporting me. And so they're holding a little event on Thursday night. They're calling it Teachers for Teichman. And it's just a really neat thing because, you know, it's educators from all across the county, not just Warrensburg, but people, you know, from Holden and Knobnoster and Leeton and just everywhere in the county. And they're holding a little Teachers for Teichman event so that I can get together with them. That, you know, this position that I'm running for, you know, it's supposed to be overseeing the juvenile court, and these teachers deal with those issues every single day, and they understand the importance of it, and I think they really appreciate and understand the importance of having someone in this position who not only has the education and the experience and the background to be able to handle it, but also someone who has the compassion and the understanding of what these families and these children go through on a daily basis. So, you know, the support that we've received from teachers and people in the education community has just been overwhelming. And so that's what I'm going to be at Thursday night, which is going to cause me to be a little late out to the bull riding contest. But I think that'll be very well worth it.
What about those women for Teichman? Do you
Now that's going to be a hoot. I'm telling the women for Teichman event. I don't know if I can say where. I don't think I can say where it's at. Okay, so just mark this, ladies. All the women listening, mark down Tuesday night, July 31st. It is the week. It is 1 week, 7 days before the election. I think the announcements are going out for this this weekend, and I don't think I'm supposed to say where it's at. Anyway, let me tell you this. It's going to be, everyone's going to know it when they hear it. And it's somebody's residence, and it's a place you're definitely going to want to be. We have it's going to be a fun time too. These women are a hoot, and they've got t-shirts and all kinds of things printed up. And so we'll be getting those details out this week, but just mark your calendar, ladies, for Tuesday night, July 31st. It is the Women for Teichman event, and it's probably going to be one of the last big things we have, and it's just gonna be a fun time. It's no, we're not asking for donations. It's not a fundraiser. We're just wanting
have a good time,
to come out and have a good time. And I'll be back here in 2 weeks with you.
Okay.
So
by then, I can tell then.
I know I can by then. So
what's this number 86 right here? What does that mean?
Oh, in our 100. Yeah, we're in the middle. You remember? We're doing our 100 ways and 100 days campaign, which we started. Today's, I guess, 73 days ago, because we have 27 days left until the election, where we made a commitment that we were going to, I was going to make myself available over the final 100 days of this election in at least 100 places, so that people had 100 ways, if they wanted to hear from me. I'm going to events and meeting with people, 100 different venues and ways to hear from me about the importance of this race. And why I'm the right person for the job. And you here this morning, you're my number 86. And so we're ahead of pace. I think we're gonna meet our goal and surpass it. So it has been a whirlwind of activity. I was at 4 different places yesterday. You were at one of them.
I was
at both Rotaries yesterday, actually.
Were you?
Yeah. And so we are plugging forward and picking up steam as we go. So it's going to be great.
Good to see you.
Great to see you as well.
A couple of weeks again, we'll do this again, huh?
That's right. And just remember, everybody, August 7th, I would definitely appreciate your consideration.
Brent Teichman, candidate for Associate Circuit and Probate Judge in Johnson County, guesting with us on Johnson County Today.